Hey everyone, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let's get real for a second. Have you ever scrolled through social media feeling like you just wasted an hour of your life? Like, how did we even end up in that rabbit hole? We live in a world where technology is constantly vying for our attention. It's amazing, don't get me wrong, but sometimes it feels like our phones are running the show, and honestly, who wants to be ruled by a device? Today, we're diving into how mindful meditation can help us reclaim control and bring some much-needed balance back into our tech use. Think of it like this. Your phone is like that friend who always wants to hang out, but they never let you do anything else. They're constantly texting, calling, wanting updates. It can be exhausting. Mindfulness meditation helps us create a little space between us and those constant notifications, allowing us to choose how much we engage with technology rather than just reacting to it. Here are 5 key takeaways that are going to help you find that sweet spot of tech harmony. 1. Awareness is power. The first step to beating screen addiction is awareness. Seriously, pay attention. When you feel that urge to grab your phone, ask yourself why. Are you bored? Anxious? Just feeling a need for stimulation? Once you know what's triggering those phone grabs, you can start to address the root cause. 2. Create tech-free zones. Designate certain areas in your life as tech-free zones. Dinner table? No phones. Bedroom? Definitely no scrolling before bed. These boundaries create space for real connection and restful sleep. It's like giving yourself permission to disconnect and recharge. 3. Mindful moments matter. Even just a few minutes of mindfulness meditation each day can make a huge difference. Close your eyes, focus on your breath, and observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This practice helps you become more aware of your cravings and impulses, even the ones related to your phone. 4. Digital detox days. Take it up a notch with occasional digital detox days or even just a few hours each week. Turn off notifications, put your phone in another room, and rediscover the joy of doing things unplugged, reading a book, going for a walk, having a deep conversation with a friend. You might be surprised how refreshing it feels. 5. Find your tech balance. This isn't about completely abandoning technology, it's about finding a healthy balance that works for you. What are your priorities? Where do you want to invest your time and energy? Align your tech use with those goals and don't be afraid to set limits. Okay, let's get real for a second. Remember that friend who always seems to have their phone glued to their hand? You know, the one they constantly check social media, even during conversations. They miss out on seeing the sunset because they're too busy scrolling through Instagram. Ever notice how they seem a little disconnected? Not really present in the moment? That's what happens when we let technology dominate our lives. It can feel isolating, even though we're constantly connected online. Mindfulness meditation isn't about becoming a tech-averse hermit, it's about bringing awareness and intention to how we use technology. Imagine you're at a concert with your friends. Are you going to be glued to your phone, missing the music and their energy? Or are you going to put that phone away, soak up the moment, and truly connect with the people around you? So remember, you have the power to choose how technology fits into your life. It can be a tool for connection, creativity, and learning, but it shouldn't control you. Remember, your life is too precious to be spent staring at a screen. Take those mindful moments, reconnect with what truly matters, and reclaim your time. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs to hear this message. Let's create a world where technology enhances our lives, not dictates them. Until next time, keep it real and keep it balanced.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.